Say, it's time for...
All Sweet.
Did you hear what the lady said?
I said, All Sweet. All Sweet is the margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Yes, friends, that's what all the ladies are saying. All Sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor. With All Sweet Margarine invite you to Meet the Meat. Yes, friends, Swift and Company's family of favorite foods invite you to meet your favorite radio family, the Mortimer Meats, who live on Elm Street in Civic Center. Well, breakfast is over in the little white house with the green shutters, and Mrs. Meek and her daughter Peggy are about to leave on a shopping expedition downtown. The family is in the living room, and Mortimer and Louie are receiving last-minute instructions from Agatha.
And so, Mortimer, I want you to do the breakfast dishes before you start anything else.
Yes.
I know how you are on your day off, and Louie can help.
Yeah, well, I'm sure Louie can help, Agatha, dear, but Willie...
Now, Mortimer, you know Louie will do all he can.
That's right, sis. Stick up for your baby brother.
There. Now, you see, Mortimer, it isn't so hard to achieve harmony if you really want to.
Well, I, for one, am certainly glad we have harmony in our family.
Yes? Well, how's that, baby?
Well, I wrote an essay on My Perfect Family for the big contest at school. Uh-huh. It's all about us. Oh, golly, I hope I win.
Yeah, well, I hope you do too, daughter. When did they judge the essay?
Oh, any day now, Father. So far, it looks like it's a tie between Elsie Martin and me.
Elsie Martin? You mean that smart alecky niece of old man Barker's? Oh, the only thing perfect about that tomato is her uncle's bank account. That ever-loving lettuce.
Now, Louie, Mr. Barker is Mortimer's boss. And Elsie's a very lovely girl. Are you all ready to go, Peggy?
All ready, Mother.
We'd better be on our way, then. I want to get down to the store early. Goodbye, boys.
So long, Daddy. Bye, Uncle.
Bye-bye. Have a nice time.
Yeah, take it easy on Morty's money.
Well, Louie, I'm sure you'd like to dig right in with me and get the dishes done. He said, knowing what the reply would be.
I sure would like to, Morty, but you know me. Old slippery fingers.
Old slippery fingers. Old slippery brain.
Oh, yeah? Now, you watch your language. You know Aggie wouldn't want me breaking up all her crockery. Besides, I gotta lay down here in the sofa and get rested up for lunch.
Oh, naturally. You're all worn out from breakfast.
Oh! Hey, Morty!
Huh?
A spring just busted in your sofa.
Yeah, well, it's too bad that the sofa had to break.
Yeah? Well, I ain't going to jeopardize myself by lying around in no faulty furniture.
Well, Louie, you could try sitting for a change.
Hey, you ain't saying I'm lazy, are you?
Oh, of course not. I'm just intimating that you might be a sluggard.
Now, flattery ain't going to get you nowhere, Morty.
Yeah. No, fiddle-faddle.
Listen, Morty, if I thought I wasn't wanted around here... I'd pack up and leave you flat. I'd get me a room.
You would? He said, hopefully.
You're darn right. So you better be pretty nice to me. And if we want to start off right, you'd better fix this here sofa before I hurt myself.
Hurt yourself?
Yeah.
Louie, I hope this spring sticks you.
Okay, boy. Okay. I ain't going to stay around any longer if all I'm going to get is abuse.
Oh, really? Well, when are you leaving?
I'm packing my things right now.
Well, good for you, Louie. Have the courage of your conviction.
I'm tired of taking all them pointed remarks. I don't have to. No, sir. This time I'm leaving. And for good.
Here we go again. I know this routine by heart. I know just what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to run out and say, oh, Louie, I'm sorry. Please don't leave, Louie. Well, I'm sick and tired of that. I hope the big lummox does leave. Oh, my gracious. I wonder how Louie manages to get egg stains on both sides of his plate.
Now that Lent is here with its many meatless days, you have a chance to prove what a really good cook you are. You see, almost anyone, why, even I can fry a chop. But real cooking ability shows up in special one-dish meals, in the delicious fish dinners you serve during Lent. Whether you're whipping up a deluxe pompano casserole or plain codfish cake, you're going to win new laurels as a cook if you let All Sweet Margarine impart its delicately flavored richness, its natural flavored goodness to your dinners. It's almost unbelievable that simply super All Sweet flavor, And it's almost unbelievable what all sweet does to crisp little perch fillets. Or salmon steak, brushed with melted all sweet, broiled to a golden brown, and brought to the table piping hot with a heavenly all sweet and brown almond sauce. Simply out of this world. Or take tuna. Its subtle flavor is enhanced with a creamy, dreamy, luscious, all-sweet white sauce. Yes, you'll find that using all-sweet in your Lenten dishes will make for mighty good eating. So, next time, get all-sweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor.
Home.
Oh,
I'm just about stopped out,
Peggy. Oh, me too, Mother. Oh, gosh. We must have walked miles.
Oh, what on earth is that? That's on the front door.
Oh, it's a note. Oh, it's addressed to you, Mother.
Oh, must be just some sort of a... But, Peggy, it's from your Uncle Louie.
Uncle Louie? Oh, what is he saying?
Oh, I'll read it. Dear sis, I have left home. Goodbye forever.
Oh.
I have been prosecuted by Morty once too often. Nothing nobody can say will ever bring me back. Signed, Brother Louie.
Golly. Oh, Mother, my essay on my perfect family.
My baby brother. Well, Mortimer better have an answer for this. Come along, Peggy. Mortimer.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, Mortimer, Mika, just what is the meaning of this?
What is this? Well, I'm afraid I don't know what you mean, dear.
Oh, you know perfectly well what I mean, Mortimer. Have you driven Louie out of the house?
Oh, now, Agatha, you know Louie. He had a slight disagreement, and Louie threatened to leave, but he's probably upstairs sleeping.
Oh, no, he isn't. Look at this note.
My, my. Well, for goodness sake. Oh. I mean, for goodness sake.
Oh, Mortimer, did you do it deliberately? How could you?
Oh, now, please, Agatha, that's unkind.
You never even tried to understand Louie.
Tried to understand.
Louie has always craved affection.
Always craved affection.
Even as a boy, little Louie never received the love he deserved.
That I can understand.
Golly, Daddy, what will everyone say when they find out my perfect family is all broken up? I can just hear that, Elsie Martin, now. Oh, I'll be ruined.
My gracious
indeed. Mortimer, if you are sincerely sorry, you get your hat and coat on this minute.
This minute.
And I'll believe you when you march straight downtown and find Louie and bring him back.
Oh, now, Agatha.
Mortimer, you march.
Agatha, I...
Mortimer.
No, look, I'm marching. I can't understand what's happened to Louie. First off, he really left our house. And second, he isn't anywhere downtown. My gracious, I hope nothing serious has...
Why, Mr. Meek.
Oh, my gracious, Dr. Fermi. And you recognize me.
Of course. Yes. We bump into each other every week, don't we?
Yes.
Well, I must be off. My mind is wandering today, and I'm just going along with it.
Just a minute, Dr. Fermi.
Yes.
My daughter Peggy told me about the essay contest at school. The one called My Perfect Family?
Oh, yes. Your daughter wrote an excellent paper on the subject. Excellent. She may even win the prize. Yes. I must remember to read it.
No, I'm afraid she won't win the prize. You see, our family's far from perfect today.
Oh?
Yes. My brother-in-law, Louie, has moved out.
Oh.
I guess he decided to give up living on me and live by his wit.
By his wit?
Yes.
Well, half a living is better than none.
Yes. No, Doctor, you don't understand, though. I've got to find him to make my wife happy and my daughter happy.
Oh, Meek, you have a soft heart and head to match. But what do you think happened to this lump you affectionately call Louis?
Well, I don't know, Doctor. I've been everywhere in Civic Center. I'm afraid he's a victim of amnesia.
Amnesia?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Tell me, does he eat peanuts in bed?
Yes.
Well, that's it then.
What?
He's shell-shocked.
Yes. Oh. Doctor, no. Oh, please, Doctor Fermi. Now, don't joke about it.
No, please. Oh, Meek, that reminds me.
What?
A short time ago, I saw a very strange sight.
Oh, you did?
Yes, it was a short, fat trunk being carried by a short, fat man.
Yeah?
Or was it the other way around?
Oh, my.
No, I think it was that way.
Yeah, look, Doctor, that must have been Louie. Which way was he going?
Oh, sorry, I can't help you there, Meek. You see, I was going in the opposite direction. Well, it's been frightening, but enlightening. Hello.
Oh.
Mortimer?
Yes,
dear. Is Louis with you?
Oh, I'm sorry, dear, but I haven't been able to locate him. I'd look everywhere.
Mortimer, I don't think he tried. You couldn't have tried hard. I think you're glad to have Louis gone.
Why, Agnes?
Daddy, you've just got to find Uncle Louis. Oh, I'm going to be the laughing stock of the whole school when they find out what's happened.
Well, but, hey, you...
I'll get it. Hello?
Hello.
Elsie? Ah, how nice to hear from you.
I'm sure it is. I just called to tell you how much I know your essay on My Perfect Family when you read it in assembly yesterday.
Oh, thank you.
It certainly must be wonderful to have a perfect family.
Oh, sure.
Oh, and by the way, Peggy, I was so interested to see that your Uncle Louis
Mobby, please.
Well, surely you knew.
Oh, of course, Elsie.
Well, I really must be running, Daddy, dear. It's
going
to be a
loads
of fun.
Mm.
Bye-bye, you happy girl.
Bye.
Who was that, dear?
Elsie Martin. And the only reason she called was to tell me that Uncle Louie is living at Ma Beasley's boarding house.
Oh, I'm so miserable.
Ma Beasley? Oh, Mortimer, isn't that awful?
Agatha, dear, I guess there isn't much future in my saying anything.
Well, I hope you realize now what you've done.
Well, I...
If you hadn't been so heartless, so selfish,
well...
Little Louie might still be here with us. Now you've driven him elsewhere to seek the loving care and affection he needs.
No.
The poor little thing.
Now, hear the house rules.
Yeah?
And if you're going to live here, Fatso, you live right to the letter of the law. Understand?
Well, yeah, Ma, but...
I ain't finished. Now then, all boarders get up at 7.
7?
No later. Breakfast at 7:15. Out of the house by 7:45.
Out of the house? But, Ma...
I ain't finished, Susan. No cooking in rooms, no lights after 9:30, no smoking in the parlor. And if I catch you raiding that ice box, I'll break your arm.
Oh. Mortimer, how can you just sit there with your daughter crying and our home practically wrecked? Well, I, for one, am going to do something about saving Louis.
Saving Louis, dear?
Exactly. I'm going to call Ma Beasley and tell Louis we want him home again.
Oh, now, wait, Agatha. Maybe Louis wants to stay there for a couple of days.
Mortimer, I've made up my mind.
Yes, dear, and mine, too.
Now, let me see. Baum, Basil, Knocker, Beesland. Here we are, Beasley. Is Mr. Louis Leach there, please?
Yeah, right inside me. But I don't take no calls till after 7 o'clock. How cool.
Oh, I'm sorry, but this is Mrs. Mortimer Meek.
Louis, she says it's Mrs. Somebody Meek.
Tell her it ain't no use. She ain't coming home.
He says tell you he ain't coming home.
Well, tell Mr. Leach he'll be welcomed with open arms.
She says... You'll be welcomed with open arms.
Tell her that Morty has killed any spark of kinship that never might have been between him and me.
He says, well, go along with me in the morning,
whoever it is, and I'll thank you between father and Mr. Lee and me. And also, I don't wish my trade away. I run a respectable board
house,
and I got rules.
Well,
I trust you heard enough of the conversation to know the outcome. Mr. Leach, explain your feeling for me has died.
Oh, no.
You don't care anymore.
If
you ever really did.
Yeah.
But here's something you can put in your pipe and smoke. I'm not staying in this awful house another minute.
Oh,
Mortimer, I once thought you loved your family.
Well, I do.
I didn't know you had this cruel streak in you.
I don't.
Mr. Teddy's satisfaction to you. You've hurt me. Hurt me deeply. I'll be going now.
Going?
Yes, going. Going where I'll be wanted. You'll be able to reach me.
Reach you?
At Mother's.
don't know of a more appropriate time to have a vegetable dinner than during Lent. Not only that, but the family will appreciate the switch from the usual meat and potato menu. And they'll also profit health-wise from a well-balanced meal of all vegetables selected from the three vegetable groups, leafy, green, and yellow. For instance, baked acorn squash, tiny whole beet, and bright green spinach would make a colorful and nutritious combination. Of course, all vegetables, whether cooked specially for dinner or reheated for lunch, are greatly enhanced by the delicate, natural flavor of all-sweet margarine. Yes, all-sweet, a true farm product, is made of choicest food oils blended with cultured, pasteurized skim milk. No wonder all-sweet has finer flavor. No wonder America prefers it to any other brand. Get all sweet margarine today and get a big hand from your family every day. And now, back to the meat.
Father, I have just made a decision.
Oh, my gracious, you too, Peggy.
You'll have to go down and see Uncle Louie yourself.
I'll have to go down and see Louie myself. You'll do what? Go down and see Louie? Never.
Daddy, the time has come for you to swallow your pride. You don't want my mother to go home to her mother, do you?
No, dear.
You don't want me to be the laughing stock of the whole school because of my essay, do you?
No, dear.
You do want Uncle Louie home, don't you?
No, dear.
Father?
You mean Louie to come home. Of course, daughter, of course.
Well, then, there's only one thing to do. You've got to go right down and see Uncle Louie and get him back. Your coat, Father?
Yes, dear. Oh, why do lovely, wonderful women like your mother have to have brothers like Louie?
Well, don't stand there with your jowl flapping in the breeze. Speak up.
Oh, well, pardon me, but is Mr. Louis Leach at home?
Who are you?
I'm Mortimer Morty. I mean, I'm Mortimer Meek.
Who is it, Ma?
He upstairs. He's Mortimer Meek. You want to see him?
Oh, all right. Send him in here to the library. Hey, Chupin, I receive him.
In there. He'll see
him. Well, hiya, Morty. My, but why, what brought you all the way over here, Morty, old boy?
Agatha, sir, I thought that perhaps if I came over to talk things over with you, Louis, you might see your way clear to coming back home.
You kissed Morty. Hey, Ma, more coffee and something with it.
Is that in the house rules?
Well, rules change with the right guy. And that's me, Morty. Mr. Wright. Morty, you couldn't drag me back with a team of horses. Look at the setup I got here.
Well, you do look pretty comfortable in that nice, big, easy chair.
Here's
your
Morty. Nice cookies, Louie, baby.
Yo, Louie.
Listen, Morty, I didn't know what real living was like. After all, a man in my position is entitled to certain exceptional consideration. It just so happens that Mrs. Beastly understands my type of dominant personality. Right, Mom?
Oh, so right,
Yes. Well, now, Louie, dear. That's what I came to talk to you about. I realize that perhaps I was a little hasty in some of the things I said to you.
Save your breath, Morty. I'm perfectly happy right here. Okay, Ma. Put that footstool under my feet, will you?
Oh, right away, little
dear. Thank you, Ma. Thank you. Morty, you might as well relax. You might as well resign yourself to the fact that your little old brother-in-law, the one you pushed around, has found his place in the sun. Right, Ma?
You're absolutely right, Louis. After all, things haven't been quite the same to me since my dear sweet husband. The golden beer barrel, Beastly, passed on.
Yeah, Ma tells me he was quite a lad.
He must have been.
And, Missy, I know we'll make Louie happy. Louie knows that the income from the boarding house, my insurance policy, that all my worldly goods will be his. Not too far off.
Yeah, not too far off? Oh, my gracious.
Well, there you are, Morty, you see. So you might just as well run along.
All right, Louie. And I wish you all of the best.
Well, thank you, Morty. Thank you. But you know, as I've always said, though, the best is not too good for little old Louie Lee.
Who is it?
It's
talked to Louis.
You did? Is he coming home?
Well, no. You see, Agatha, complications have set in.
Complications? Mortimer, explain yourself.
Well, to be blunt, though unbelievable, Louis is extremely happy.
Oh?
Yes, and I see marriage on the horizon for Louis and Ma Beasley.
Marriage?
Yes.
Ma Beasley?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Mortimer, meek, how can you stand there and let Louis be trapped by a woman beneath his station?
Beneath Louis' station? How low can you get?
Mortimer, this whole thing rests entirely on your shoulders.
On my shoulders.
You've made your bed.
Yeah, I made my bed.
And now you're just trying to lie your way out of it.
Did you see Uncle Louis, Daddy?
I certainly did, Peggy. It's worse than I thought. Louis's very comfortable at Ma Beasley's, and he refuses to come home.
Oh, Daddy, I just don't understand how one little misunderstanding can cause so much trouble.
Well, daughter, you'd be rich if you could figure that one out.
Daddy, I just don't understand so-called grown-ups.
Well, that's only the beginning. Grown-ups don't understand grown-ups. And a splendid example of that, dear, is Louis's intending marriage to Ma Beasley.
Father, what did you say?
Yeah, I said Mrs. Beasley has decided it would be to Louis's advantage to marry, and Louis has decided that she's right.
Wait a minute. Louis married.
Yeah.
Actually married. Father, I think I know a way out.
Out of what, dear?
Please, Daddy, don't stop to ask questions. Just put on your hat and coat and trust me.
Oh, well, I trust you, dear, implicitly. But what do you have in mind?
Father, do you or do you not want to save your happy home?
Lead on, dear. I follow blindly.
We'd like to order a corsage. Lilies of the Valley and a single white carnation.
Single white carnation? But, Peggy, a certified check for $100.
Father, you promised. No question.
Very well, dear. Certified check for $100. Yes, that's right. I'd like a gift certificate for a cutaway coat and striped pants and all the trimming. That's right, all the trimming.
There now, Daddy. We're all done.
Yeah, that's fine, daughter. Now, would you please mind telling me what this is all about?
Well, God, Daddy, it's simple. We've got everything Uncle Louis will need for his wedding. The ring, flowers, his suit, and $100.
Peggy, surely you don't mean you want Louis to get...
Not, Daddy, don't you see? When we give these gifts to him, and he sees that there's nothing to keep him from getting married, that's when he'll decide in a hurry that he doesn't want to.
Oh.
You know how Uncle Louis feels about any sort of responsibility.
Yeah. Peggy, dear, tell me, how does it feel to be brilliant?
Come on, Daddy, let's hurry on down to Louis. I want to watch the best man give the groom away.
And so, Louis, since you feel the way you do about Ma Beasley, we have decided to help you along.
That's right, Uncle Louis. Mm-hmm. We think an immediate marriage is the thing for you.
You do?
Uh-huh. Well, you want to marry Mrs. Beasley while your love is in full bloom, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I can do right here. Well, Louis, now, just to show you that we mean it, we have a few little items here to help, speed things up. Now, here are the flowers.
Fine.
A gift certificate?
What?
And the check for $100.
Gosh.
Yeah. And here, too, Louis, is the ring.
Aren't you going to say something, Uncle Louis?
Am I? Marty, I knew you'd come through.
Yeah. What?
Niagara Falls, here we come.
Yes.
Oh, boy. That girl was thinking about him. I wonder where Winnie Stupid Pie is. He's probably still gabbing on the moon upstairs. I think I'll go up and tell her. Yeah. I'll show her I come from a family what's got some class to it.
Yeah, that's right,
Brenda.
Oh, you're on, Tony. Backstone's downstairs. What you doing? Well, he better be resting while he can.
Huh?
Boy, have I got that hippo hooked.
Hippo? Hooked?
Yeah, everything's going right on schedule. What? Sure, he wants to get married right now. He's got a nice, soft spot all dreamed up in there. Is he in for the surprise of his wife?
Well, that'd be...
What? Listen, brother. Lover Brain will make the best janitor I've ever had.
Janitor?
He better, or I'll break his back.
Gosh, leave me out of here. Hey, Morty, wait for your little Louie.
I guess we really faced the music this time.
Oh, golly, Daddy. I didn't think things would turn out like they did.
Well, don't be too downhearted, dear. With anybody but Louie, it would have worked.
Angela, those suitcases. You don't really mean that you're going...
Yes. Goodbye, Morty. Peggy, I packed your things, too. The taxi will be along any minute.
But, Mother...
Oh, Agatha, you mean you're really going home to your mother?
Oh, Mortimer, what else can I do?
Well,
when a man drives his own brother-in-law from his home, when his love is turned...
But, Agatha...
Mother! Daddy, do you see what I see running up the street?
Huh?
Oh, look out of the window.
Good heavens, hey, it's Louie, and he's carrying his trunk.
Did he? I didn't know Louie could move that fast.
Hey, Marty, Agatha. Oh, oh, boy, home. Oh, home, sweet home.
Oh, golly, Uncle Louie, is it ever good to see you alone?
Oh, Louie, I've been so worried about you.
Oh, forget it, Aggie. Everything's all right now. Hey, Marty, can you ever forgive me?
Why, there's nothing to forgive. But, Louie, please, don't ever leave again. You're more trouble when you're gone than when you're around. Yeah.
You know, there are lots of ways of beating that old bugaboo, the budget. Not that it's especially easy these days, but here are a few suggestions. For instance, walk home from the store and save car fare. Incidentally, it's good for the figure, too. Or turn the cuffs on Father's shirt. And in the food line, don't throw out that stale bread. Just use it up as breadcrumbs, as croutons for soup, or as tasty bread pudding. And, of course, one of the easiest ways of all to save is to use all sweet margarine. Just try it for a month and see. I've a hunch you'll save enough for a new Easter bonnet. And don't forget to count the nickels and dimes you save by dressing up leftovers with a creamy, rich, all-sweet sauce. Of course, all-sweet is so delicately, so deliciously flavored, you'll buy it for its goodness alone. But it is nice to know, as you're enjoying it on those Sunday morning waffles, that here's lip-smacking goodness that's also good to your budget. Yes, for all-around good eating, for all-around economical eating, remember, all-sweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor. Meet the Meat, starring Boris Lewis and Burl Vaughn, is written and directed by Les Weinrod. Be sure to join us over these same stations next Saturday when All Sweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor. Again, invite you to Meet the Meat. This is John Weigel speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.